trafficking and other crimes, accusing them of conspiring with Colombian rebels to flood the United States with cocaine. America's listening to Fox News.
Well, hi, everybody. Here's a forecast that sure doesn't sound like the end of March. Potential record high today. 87 is the record. We'll be in the upper 80s. Lots of sunshine. Low tonight down to about 63. Tomorrow, could we possibly tease 90 degrees? If we do, we could break the 89-degree record from 1910. More sun tomorrow. Then Saturday, if we get to a high of 87, that will tie that record as well. Showers become likely by Saturday evening, Saturday night. Some thunderstorms as well. Sunday, we're back in the 70s. The pollen count remains in the very high level, almost off the scale, through Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health has confirmed the first Alabama death related to the coronavirus. The Jackson County Commission says the patient was a part-time employee at the Jackson County Courthouse. Officials say the patient had underlying health problems and died at an out-of-state facility. Baptist health officials say they've tested 221 people across their three hospitals for coronavirus. This is in addition to the 368 tests that have been performed at the drive-through clinics in Montgomery and Prattville. And an urgent search is underway for a missing child in Lee County. 4-year-old Evelyn Vady Sides was last seen in the 5,000 block of Lee County Road 66 yesterday. If you have any information, call the Lee County Sheriff's Office. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for our spring break deals on lawn and garden batteries, wiper blades, brake kits, and more. Kick off the season right with fresh batteries for your lawn gear. For a limited time, purchase any SuperStart lawn and garden battery and get a $10 gift card after mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's the spring planting sale, March 23rd through the 28th at Southern Homes and Gardens. We've postponed spring open house, but you don't have to wait to get great deals. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, Papa Joe's veggies and herbs, and more. Get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, houseplants, and hanging baskets. 50% off selected outdoor pottery, and up to 40% off outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. The spring planting sale, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 6, at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Does United go outside of the River Region?
Of course. We have customers at Lake Martin, Lake Jordan, Selma, Tallahassee, Greenville, Tuskegee, and even Union Springs.
So United is not only number one in the River Region, United is number one in Central Alabama.
With quality workmanship, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, and affordable pricing, it should be no surprise.
Also, with over 300 years combined experience and the ability to service and repair all brands, why would you call anyone else?
Don't forget, if your system is beyond repair, we have financing available with approved credit, and we can handle all your plumbing and electrical needs, too.
If you want the most experienced and the number one AC company in the River Region that's ahead of its competition on all the latest technology, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560. Regular business hours still in effect, Monday through Friday, 7 to 5.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas,
or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high. We have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Pork Chop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small-town barbershop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading, My Pledge, he had written these words. America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Dan Morris up 982 points. Temperature outside is 81 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How are we doing today, big you got?
I'm doing all right.
I tell you, at 10 o'clock this morning when it was 72 degrees outside, it was picture perfect.
Oh, yeah. I drove in top down. That might have been a mistake, though, with the pollen.
The pollen is rather thick, as they would say. I was running a little late. I had to text you. So I, getting here about to text you, I forgot my phone. So I had to go back and go get my phone. And so when I left the house, I left Benji. Benji's laying down right by the door, just laying out. Bye, Benji. Bye, Dad. So I set the alarm and I leave. Come back. Benji's not sitting by the door, so I go in to go get my phone. Then all of a sudden, Benji comes prancing down the hallway from the back.
Oh, he's kind of looking around the corner? Like
had this kind of guilty look on his face. I didn't have time to figure out what in the heck was going on, but I got to get me a dog cam. I've got to get a dog cam. 272-9228, that's where we are. I have spent this morning on some very interesting calls. We're going to break down for you this whole package, what it means to you. We even had Mnuchin himself on the conference call, so we got to hear it from the horse. And rather fascinating. There's some real opportunities out here for individuals and particularly for small businesses. I am worried about the unemployment component out here. We had unemployment numbers of 3.28 million, of which roughly 89% of those were in the food care, the food business, the events business, those type of things. That's the group that really got hit. But basically, as you're going to hear from Senator Scott in a little bit, that this bill actually incentivizes states like Alabama to stay unemployed because you're going to make more money on unemployment coverage than you are by working.
Yeah.
And as soon as people figure that out, then we have problems. But the good news is that if you're on Social Security, for example, and you're under the $79,000, $158,000 for married couples, you're going to get your check sent to you the same way your Social Security check is sent to you. And that's $1,200 per person. If you're working, you have to stay under that $79,000. It kind of planes out, and we'll kind of get into that. But here's some other interesting thing. If you employ people, your business, Wayne Spivey, you can go in and take the amount you're paying your employees, and you can go borrow that money, and if you don't let your employees go, which Wayne or myself would not do,
because
we love you guys so much.
Indeed.
They're going to pay you for that salary. They're going to pay you for your utilities. They're also going to pay you for your rent. Now, the utilities may also get converted into someone like Wayne Spivey for their propane and gasoline that they use. That's a big number. I sent Rick Peters an email on that.
So it essentially covers your operating costs.
Not all of your operating costs, but you can go in and get an SBA loan that does cover the rest of it if you want to, but you have to, it's a little more. And this is like walking to the bank and ask for it, show them the proof, and they're going to give you the check. That type of stuff. Good news for Joey Clark is the Social Security payment that you have to make, your SSI payment, is waived for 2020 and 6 months into 2021.
Wow.
That's big.
That is big.
That's for you, that's very big.
It's very big.
And so, you know, Blue Water can do that for all their employees. The Blue Water didn't have to pay their part. You don't have to throw in your part. But it still counts as if you're earning money towards your Social Security retirement. That's pretty sexy.
See, I was saying earlier I didn't have enough time to really dig into this bill and this agreement, and I like the idea, especially of waiving taxes and just removing any burden that's already there that helps people out. And I don't even mind the idea of, like you're saying, floating loans that are then forgivable. I do wonder, though, because it is such a large bill and so much money moving around, if there aren't any little giveaways and all sorts of stuff.
There are some little giveaways in there.
Yeah. That's what worries me.
Kennedy Center got some money. But You know, there are people like me out there who can kind of crack the code on this thing. And if you're a small business person, your boss is has a pretty good incentive of things, you're going to do well. I mean, that's basically 7.5% increase for you, plus another 7.5 on my side.
Right.
So that's for a year. That's big.
That is big. That's really big. That's fantastic news. That is good to hear.
Small businesses are going to do real well. The people who are unemployed because you got fired out of your job or let go from your job because you worked in the entertainment, restaurant industry, bartenders, things like that, you can go in and collect unemployment. And it's a pretty big number. I've never seen an unemployment number the size of these. So let's start out with this. CPA is going to talk about what people will receive. Listen in.
The check is almost in the mail. Millions of American families affected by the COVID-19 outbreak due to get cash from the federal government.
Assuming it makes it through the House. So who qualifies and how much will you get? Joining us to crunch the numbers, CPA Gene Moss. So thanks for coming on this morning. We do appreciate it. We're going to start off with just the broad summary here, the max that people will get, and a lot of people are going to be getting these checks. Go through this for us, if you could.
Yeah, that's sure. And good morning to both of you guys. So now that the bill has passed, if you're an individual, you can expect to get a $1,200 check as long as you are making less than $75,000 a year. If you're a married couple, that amount is doubled. You get a $2,400 check as long as you're making less than $150,000 a year. If you have children and you're under those limits, you get a $500 additional for each kid. So those are the broad stance of what it is, and that's what you're going to expect to receive.
Doesn't that make Joey Clark happy?
It does. It very much does.
Let me go to a break. Come back to you, Tom, right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, let me encourage you to skip Zillow and call Millow.
This is Paul and Christy Millow, and we're both licensed real estate agents with Wallace and Moody Realty. We provide you with expertise, advice, and superior marketing technology to help you get the results you need.
So if you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Chrissy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a free copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millow.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Why should you choose Metro Fitness for your health club? Oh, let me list the many reasons. Over 60 group exercise classes available at no extra cost. Yes, I said no extra cost. A functional training area where you can do TRX, box jumps, kettlebells, battle ropes. Indoor track, computerized strength training system, and a place where everybody knows your name. All this for one price under one roof. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are.
When I was just a little girl.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Tom. Tom, welcome to the Dan Morris Show on a Thursday.
Yes, sir, Mr. Morris. I was wanting to ask you about being self-employed, contractor, construction worker, how you want to put it, and how that bill would affect me.
That's a great question. So you... do you work for yourself, or are you a contractor that gets a 1099 from somebody?
Well, I work for myself, but and I get 1099s on some jobs, some I don't, you know.
Well, if you reported taxes, then you are going to get the $1,200 check, so you don't exceed the $75,000.
And if you have yes, sir.
If you have any children, you get $500 for them if they're 18 okay. years old or younger.
Okay.
If you have operational expenses in your business, you can claim yourself as a business and get a SBA loan to cover things. So that may that may help you out.
Okay. Well, yeah, I have a federal tax ID number and all that stuff, but
you have a separate federal tax ID number for your construction company?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
So,
but that's just for my 1099 filing purposes, really.
Okay.
A lot of my stuff is cash. I'll just be straight up with you.
Yeah.
You know, and
well, as long as you file taxes in your name and under your Social Security number, you're fine.
Yes, sir. Okay. That's what I was wanting to know.
You got it.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Thank you.
Let's go to Doug. Doug, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Dan, the man that clears up any slight bit of murk in the water.
I don't know about that. Sometimes I make it murky.
No, don't make it murky. What about families that had a child, or maybe if they're lucky, they had twins in 2019? Do those dependents count? I'm having a lot of people saying this is based on 2018 return.
No. If you have a child
In 2019.
You haven't reported your taxes yet, right?
Oh, that wouldn't be me. That would be my secretary. She's already done her 19 taxes. And that child already has a social.
If she did her taxes and reported that child, then she will get $1,200 for herself and then $500 for each child.
Okay, real quick, one more, and it's a little bit like what the previous caller had, but my secretary and I agreed that her job is so varied and the tasks are so different and the hours are different that she wanted to be 1099, but now she can't work because schools are closed and daycare are closed. So if she were to pay for a daycare that was operating illegally, she wouldn't even make any money. So right now she is unemployed. Like, let's say, for instance, I know Mr. Electric probably doesn't have to shut down, but what if Mr. Electric shut down? Because I personally talked to Dan. He pays all of his service technicians by the job, and then 1099s them. If they get laid off, are those type of people in the workforce eligible for unemployment?
I don't know that answer. I do not know that answer. I know that they're eligible for the $1,200 check.
Yes, sir. Okay. Maybe we'll find out in the fullness of time. Thank you so much for your input.
Absolutely. I can ask that on the next conference call, man.
Okay. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good day, sir. How are you?
I'm really good. And you?
Yeah, good, but my eye appointment got canceled for today.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, and they shut down the clinic, so.
Which clinic? I thought you went to Montgomery Eye Physicians.
No, I went to iTech.
Oh, okay.
And they called me Tuesday. I had an appointment today, and they shut me down, so they're closed, but so be it. I'm all right.
There you go. What's on your mind?
I got a question for you,
sir. Sure.
Now, what was in that bill, we do not know. Not yet.
Well, I'm going to give you kind of I've got some cuts, so I'll kind of go over parts of it for you.
Okay. But if it helps the economy, it helps to fight the virus, then it's a good bill. And what the other perks they put in that bill, we'll know some, but we ain't going to find out the whole bill. It should be public record, correct?
Yeah, you can go online and read the bill, but the bill is lengthy. And so what my company did is they had somebody that goes over the bill. Then we had Mnuchin on the phone today telling us about the bill.
Well, it's going to be what it means. So we just have to wait and see, don't sir?
In the fullness of time, maybe?
Yeah, I think somebody said that before.
I've heard that somewhere before.
Yeah. Have a great day, sir.
Thank you. Enjoy this pretty day outside.
Hey, I got one more question.
Sure.
I almost forgot. I'm a retiree.
Mm-hmm.
I draw my military retirement and my Social Security. That's right. What I live on.
Mm-hmm.
If I get a check from the government,
right,
should I send it back?
No. Why?
Or should I keep it?
You should keep it. Let me tell you, here's another thing, is the money that they send you, it is not taxable to you either.
But I'm not working. I'm not employed.
No, but
this is for the help of working people, correct?
No. This is for anybody, including someone who receives Social Security.
Okay. So I wouldn't be thinking of a bad person if I kept the money.
You would not be a bad person at all.
All right, sir. Now I can say goodbye to you.
Okay.
Later, sir.
There you go. Have a good one. John, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
How you doing?
Good.
Hello.
I said good.
Oh, okay. How is it going to work with people that are drawing food stamps, child support, and that's it, not working? You know, they're living off the system. How is it going to work for them people?
Now you got, if they didn't file taxes, that's going to be something.
Well, no, they get some tax, you know, every year they get money back because they don't work and they have kids.
Oh, okay.
And there's nothing wrong with them. Okay. You know, they're not disabled.
Let me answer the question. If they pay taxes, and particularly if they got money back and they got it electronically, they will receive a nice little gift in their bank account, $1,200 for a person, and then $500 for a child under 18.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Sure. Going to be back. Dan Morris Show right after this.
Place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I'm here with Pam. You can stop waving, Pam. We're on the radio. At WinCreekCasino.com, Pam can play online for free to earn rewards. And we're here to help her use those rewards at any of our locations. Like right now, Pam is getting out of making dinner by receiving a comped meal. And even though you can't see it, she's really excited about the whole thing. Isn't that right, Pam? Now she's giving us a thumbs up. Be like Pam and play for free online. Find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
The stock market goes up. The stock market goes down. Right now, the stock market's going. But with Earnest Financial, we're in the money.
Yes, sir.
Can't lose it, honey.
Oh, no.
Lock in your gains and never worry anymore.
I'm not worried.
Don't have to worry.
See there?
But you better hurry.
It's on the ball.
Before that old stock market crashes through the floor. Call David Earnest. He's the man to get you in it.
Call Dave.
Just write his number down. Get ready. I'll give it to you in a minute.
Call David Earnest at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Call David Earnest today.
Sponsored by Earnest Financial, LLC.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will pass a coronavirus financial relief package tomorrow with overwhelming bipartisan support.
And next, we'll go from emergency mitigation to recovery.
3.28 million Americans filed for unemployment. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro tells Fox,
this is to be totally expected because the whole strategy of President Trump is to basically get social distancing so we can combat the virus. We put public health above economics in the very, very short run. So this is no surprise.
This week's claims more than quadruple the previous record. The Justice Department charges Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro and other officials there with drug trafficking and other crimes, accusing them of conspiring with Colombian rebels to flood the United States with cocaine. America's listening to Fox News.
Well, hi, everybody. Here's a forecast that sure doesn't sound like the end of March. Potential record high today. 87 is the record. We'll be in the upper 80s. Lots of sunshine. Low tonight down to about 63. Tomorrow, could we possibly tease 90 degrees? If we do, we could break the 89-degree record from 1910. More sun tomorrow. Then Saturday, if we get to a high of 87, that will tie that record as well. Showers become likely by Saturday evening, Saturday night. Some thunderstorms as well. Sunday, we're back in the 70s. The pollen count remains in the very high level, almost off the scale, through Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
My son bought Norwegian Cruise Lines at $5 a share and sold a big chunk of it today for $20 a share. Chip off the old block. Yeah. Let's go to Anonymous. Anonymous, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, yeah, I called earlier. I already talked to Joey. I haven't been listening to much of your show. I've been on the phone with somebody trying to get some relief from all this. But what year is the tax? I mean, what are they, as far as the stimulus package, what year are they going on?
They're going to go on your, if you filed your 2019 taxes already, they'll use that. If you have not, they'll use 2018.
Okay, well, let me ask you this.
Sure.
Because this is what scared me, because I feel like I'm about to be doubly screwed. I filed my 2018 and 2019 taxes together, and I owe the government over $5,000 in federal taxes.
Okay.
So they're not going to send me a check, are they?
Are you on a payment plan with them?
No. I mean, I filed through TurboTax, and I got the thing back that's what I owe for 2 years. I get back, I think, about $600 from the state, but I owe the federal government about $5,000.
So, but you haven't, you said you filed your taxes. You filled out your taxes.
I've
you
filed
didn't file
them.
It.
I have filed them, yes, but
you
I
have
owed.
So you filed them, the government knows you owe them $5,000.
Yes.
Okay. You're not going to get a check, but I tell you what you can do is, did you ask them about payments and forgiveness?
No, I have not contacted them yet.
Okay. So when you sent it in, you didn't send them any money?
No, I have not sent them any money. The only thing that I did was I used TurboTax. I spent my, I paid like $50 to have it filed, and it said you're getting back like $600 from the state. And then I was like, okay, this is great. And then, but it was like, but you owe the federal government $5,000, $5,200, $5,800. I don't know what it was, but for 2 years. But I don't make $80,000 a year. I think I make like 70.
Did you report any kids on your taxes?
No, my girlfriend actually, she claims the children. I do not.
Okay. I tell you something that I would look into, Anonymous, is you hear these ads talk about, and you particularly on Sean Hannity's show, you'll hear them talking about somebody will go in and negotiate with the IRS for you. And what you do is you pay them something. There's a tax forgiveness piece of legislation that passed several years ago. And if you had not done that before and you've always paid your taxes, you may find yourself in a pretty good situation. I would listen for that ad and get the telephone number of it. Or you can look up tax forgiveness, Sean Hannity ad, and that his thing will probably pop up on it.
Okay. I mean, that would probably help me out a lot because, I mean, when I got my last job, I mean, I've been at the same place for the past, I don't know, year and a half, but I filed wrong and I didn't mean to. And for a while there, they weren't taking what they were supposed to. So, I mean, $5,000 is a big hit, especially, when I was telling them that I'm behind in my mortgage and got car payments and stuff, and now it doesn't look like I'm going to get one of those checks, but I guess my girlfriend is.
Your girlfriend will get a nice check, particularly if she filed with kids.
Well, it looks like she's going to have to be paying the rent, huh?
I like your style.
I mean, I'm normally the guy that pays everything. She's going to have to do it for 1 month. I mean, she's going to see what it feels like.
There you go.
That's just all there is to it.
I like that.
All right.
Anonymous,
well, I appreciate
good
it.
Luck. Let me ask you, were you the one that called in about that you had a fever and went to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much...
Yeah.
What was your fever?
It was 100... Well, when I left the house that morning, it was 101.2. And when they put the little thing up to my head, it was 102.1.
And they didn't test you for influenza A or B first?
They tested me for influenza. I came back negative for the flu. They said that I had an upper respiratory infection and bronchitis. And I went to work today thinking everything was fine, but when I put on my, I feel like I'm going to give myself away and get myself in trouble. But
don't get yourself in trouble. Well, let me. So you tested negative.
Basically, I couldn't perform my job today when I put on my equipment,
okay.
And they want me to go get tested. But it just seems like all they do is give you a number to call, and they're like, "We'll call you back in 7 to 14 days if you have the symptoms that we think you have," but my job wants me to have something that says I don't have coronavirus. Like, I don't feel like I have coronavirus. I feel fine right now.
Well, if they say to you that it's an upper respiratory, then they're saying that it's not corona. And what I would do is I go back. Did you go through the Baptist Health operation?
That's who I called today. But
who did the test on you?
Actual doctor. I just went to just one of these like doc in the box places, and they were just like, "You're fine."
I would go back to your doc in the box place and say, "You said I was fine. Said I didn't have influenza A and influenza B that have upper respiratory. Can you give me something that says that?" Because I don't know what you do, but it sounds like you may be working for the city.
No, I do not.
Okay. But here's the thing. Are you on a health insurance plan?
Yes, I've got whatever the best Blue Cross
there
Blue
you, go.
Shield
okay.
you can have.
That's all I need to know. It's I mean, you can, if you're not able to perform your job because you have an upper respiratory, then you can take sick leave during that time.
If I had any sick leave left, the reason that I don't have any sick leave right now is because I have a one-month-old child that I had to take a few days off of because there was some complication. So I don't have any sick leave at my job right now.
Okay.
So I'm in a very precarious situation, actually.
Well, under the bill that just passed, you're under...
But I do have FMLA through my job.
Okay.
I don't know if that's going to help, but...
Well, you may... It actually may be better for you to lose your job under the way the new rule is, and you'll hear Senator Tim Scott talk about that.
Well, I would be terrified to lose my job. It's been the best one I've ever had in my life.
Well, you know, if you don't have any sick leave and you're sick and your employer didn't want you to be there, that's, you know, that's what the circumstances are.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if it's the best job you have in your life, you want to keep the job and take your own time off, then that's those series of circumstances that got you there. But if your employer wants to see something, I go back to the doc in the box and ask the doc to give you something about it.
Just get a note that says upper respiratory. And
upper respiratory, exactly. Right.
Yeah, because I don't think that it's legal for a company to be like, I need a specific test. I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
They can't order the test. The doctor has to order the test. And the doctor doesn't think you need to order the test. That's where it stops right there. The doctor, an employer cannot override the doctor.
Okay, well, that's where we'll go. That makes me feel better then, because I'm not going to lose my job. I can't. I got too much on the line.
You got it. Do I need to go to a break? Thanks, Anonymous. Appreciate you. Good luck, my friend. Coming back right after this.
Shining with a heavenly grace, help you right on by.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, we've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try. Nicole S. gushes, Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard. Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228 is where we are. Now, figure that Benji was back in the back room on the telephone calling some of his friends saying, he's called, come on over. Let's go to Captain John. Captain John, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. How are y'all?
Good afternoon, Captain.
I had a question regarding the portion of the package that's dealing with the unemployment.
Yep.
You know, I drive a big tour bus, and that was the first thing to go.
Absolutely, it was. Boy.
Yeah, and I was doing a lot of trips to Atlanta and carrying government around and all that. So that stopped about the 8th, and so I applied. And I saw something a week or two ago in the daily feed I get on Fox News, and it said that, you know, for example, if your unemployment benefits would be $385 a week, then the government package would add about 60% to that. Do you have any similar figures on that?
Let me play Tim Scott for you real quick. This is Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina.
The U.S. Senate last night passed a massive $2.2 trillion stimulus rescue bill. However, our next guest says it is not without its faults. Joining us right now is Republican Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, one of four Republican senators who say this bill could actually encourage layoffs. Senator, good morning. We heard news yesterday that there were four Republican senators who didn't like the idea because essentially the provisions of this rescue bill would pay people more money on unemployment than they were actually making in their jobs, and that could incentivize unemployment. So you were against it, but ultimately voted for it. What happened?
Well, the bottom line is that the good in the bill outweighed the bad, and especially this provision that I thought was bad. And think about this. If you graduate from the University of South Carolina, or if you're a beat reporter graduating from the University of Kansas, you make $30,000 a year working. Yeah. Under this legislation, we would pay you $50,000 a year to not work. So if you're on unemployment for the 16 weeks you're on unemployment, we would give you a 50% raise under that scenario. We want to make sure that you are whole in unemployment, not that you get a raise because of the coronavirus. And so that would be unfair to all Americans who are working, and we believe in this country in the dignity in work. So I thought that was a part of the bill that needed to be changed. We had an amendment. It failed. Overall, there's more good in the bill than bad, but there are parts and aspects of this bill that we should be questioning.
So, Captain John, short answer, because what he did is he implied, and he didn't give you a number, an actual number, is whatever you were making before, you're basically going to make again, but it's going to have some caps on it.
Well, that's nice to know, but, of course, as we know, the government doesn't have any money. They have all our money. So,
exactly.
You know, I got a few more years to work, so I'm sure I'll be paying it back when the taxes go up. That'll happen. But I just needed to think about that a little bit and get somebody knowledgeable to put me on the track. So
yeah, I mean, you can. Okay. Yeah, I would take it, because the other thing they're going to do is they're going to give you a tax benefit for it also for your 2019 taxes. And hopefully they'll be, you know, back to work. You'll be back to work within 6 weeks or so.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Well, thank you. I appreciate y'all's time today.
Absolutely.
All right, I'm in.
Do I have another birthday I need to go to, or do we combine them?
Yeah, we combine them. You're good till the top of the hour.
Let's go to Chris. Chris, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
I'm really good, and you?
I'm good. I just wanted to kind of, because I do have a lot of, you know, insight on this, and I feel like that everybody's having the wrong conversation. It's weird because there's people on the left and the right who have come to the same conclusion, but it doesn't make sense. Like, we're in a crisis, so instead of cutting checks like we should be doing right now and getting people money, we're worried about, well, if you didn't make enough, we're not going to give you any. If, you know, you worked in 2018 or didn't, I mean, that's 2 years ago, you know?
I'm not following you. It doesn't. You know, if you're on Social Security, you get money. If you're not working now, you get money. If you reported taxes in 2018 and you're saying you didn't work in 2019?
Who, me personally?
No, whoever you're talking about.
No, I'm just saying, why would you make a benefit based on income from 2 years ago? That doesn't make any sense. People lose their job.
You're not. Let's have a conversation here. That's not what I'm saying. Is that if you did not file tax, if you have not filed your 2019 taxes yet, they're going to use your 2018 numbers to, you're going to get the $1,200. You're going to get $500 per kid. And so then if you're unemployed, you just go in and say, I lost my job because of the coronavirus. I got fired. And then you get unemployment on top of that.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying now. Yeah, because 2019 taxes aren't. But here's a better point. Why do we care at all what somebody did do, work, didn't work? We need people to have money now, because I know people who have lost their job. They're a month away or two from losing, you know, not having rent, not having food. And instead, Washington is saying, well, you know, like, it's weird because Tom Cotton, I think Justin Amash, AOC, and Adam Schiff all came to the conclusion saying, why don't we just cut, you know, $1,000 check for everybody? That's cheaper than sitting here trying to mean stuff.
That is what they're doing.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. Are you not paying attention?
So then why would they base it on 2018 income?
No, you're cross matching stuff. If you pay taxes in 2018, haven't filed your 2019 taxes, and it shows on there that you earn less than $75,000, you're going to get a check for $1,200.
Okay.
If you had kids that you reported on that, you have two of them, you get $500 each for that.
Okay. So my question is, why? Who cares?
What do you mean? What in the world are you talking about? So, let's say Donald Trump, they should send him a check for $1,200.
Yeah, I mean, he donates his salary. Why not donate that?
You know, what they're trying to do is a billionaire doesn't need $1,200.
Right, but it's a drop in the bucket compared to the people that are actually suffering right now.
Oh, God, Chris.
Yeah, they can donate it. They can do whatever they want. But
Chris, you're being nonsensical. You're looking at a gnat on a huge issue here. You're talking about a group of people that make over it's actually $99,000 because it gets phased out at $99,000.
Well, you know, I know people who make that much and they don't have much in the way of assets or, you know, extra income.
Well, if they make that much and they don't, then you know whose fault that is?
Why does it matter, though? Like, we just need to make people not suffer. And if somebody
is suffering and making $99,000 a year and they're still making $99,000 a year, they don't need $1,200. They need a financial advisor to help them out.
Okay, so answer this, then. If a person made $12,000 a year, should we, in 2018, should we give them money?
Well, Congress has decided yes.
Okay, and that's good. But instead of sitting here, and we could even do it after the fact and say, hey, we're sending everybody $1,000 a month, and then at the end of the year, we'll say, okay, if you made over this amount, then you got to pay that back. But instead, they're fighting over, you know, how we do this. And it's
Chris, you really don't have a clue about government, do you? So you're going to pay somebody $1,000 a month, and if they make over a certain amount, you're going to want them to pay it back. And you think that's going to work?
I'm asking what's wrong. Okay.
Because they wouldn't pay it back. Everybody would have the IRS hounding them.
Okay, so then don't pay it back. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter.
Chris, you're an interesting individual. What type of work do you do?
Well, you know, I work for the government as an accountant. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, wow. Yeah. I feel so good about that.
I am an essential employee that I have been working. And if I didn't, parts of this government would not function. So you can tell me that I don't know what I'm talking about, but I do.
No, you don't. You have no clue.
How?
Because, I mean, just listen to yourself, Chris. Listen to yourself.
I am.
Okay, I got to go. I have to move on to other things here.
Goodbye.
Bye. He's an accountant? Man. Brandon?
Yes, sir.
Welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, Joe and Dan. How are y'all doing today?
Good.
I was actually calling in about the gentleman who called about the test or whatever. So over the weekend, I thought that I was sick. I had a fever. I woke up with a fever, and it was fairly low grade 101. So I wound up, I didn't have any of the other symptoms at all. So I wound up, taking a fever reducer that morning,
because I have other, you know, issues and pains and whatnot. Then I decided, well, I might need to go to the doctor. So I go to the doctor and I get the test for flu done. And when he puts the stethoscope on me, he said, it sounds like I have the flu or something in my lungs, like maybe pneumonia. He doesn't know. So they give me to go do a chest x-ray. He gave me Tamiflu and told me to go home. Did not tell me to go get any kind of things done, you know, anything like that. I called the number because my wife was worried about, you know, coronavirus.
Okay, let me ask a couple questions. Did he test you for influenza A and B?
Yes, he did, and I came back negative.
Okay.
Hang on.
So then what he did is he did an x-ray, and he said that you have some type of pneumonia level.
Yes, very minor. He said it was minor fluid on my lungs.
Okay, and he gave you Tamiflu, which is what they normally do.
Tamiflu.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And so my wife was worried, so I called the number, and they called me back within about 4 hours. And told me to come down to this after they asked me a bunch of questions about my breathing and, you know, what all was going on with me. And I told them, and they told me to go down and see an RN. Well, I made it through the 3-step process all the way to the testing site, and they didn't test me. I got there, waited. They ran their little test on me or whatever. They do the pre-screen and said that I didn't need it because I was coughing things up. They said that the dry cough was indicative of coronavirus and a higher grade fever than what I was running. So he wrote me, I have a note that says that I don't have the coronavirus. basically, but they didn't run any tests on me. So,
well, you know, I think there's some confusion out here. If a doctor, there's no benefit for him to say, you don't have corona when you do have corona. There's no benefit for him at all. Because as soon as the health department finds out if you did have corona, they're going to ask you what you did, and that doctor's name is going to show up. And that would be a misdiagnosis. So I think you're fine myself.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm already back where I'm at. My fever went away yesterday morning, you know, and I'm back at work now. But I actually do have a note. It says low risk, no indication to test for COVID-19.
There you go.
And he circled, turned, returned. So I'm just saying, for those guys out there that need a piece of paper, you know, maybe that's what you need to do is to call that number and to go down to one. I mean, it takes about an hour or two to get down there and get it done. But, I mean, basically this is a release letter telling me I can go back to work. So,
good information.
He even circled return to work and put a date on here. So, you know, just wanted to let those guys out there know that if they can manage to get over there, that they can get this piece of paper. So,
excellent. Thank you for the information.
Yes, sir. Hope you guys have a wonderful day and stay safe.
Thank you.